சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். When a person desire to be happy, that sukha iccha, he has to convert into jnana icchana, atma jnana icchana. Atma jnana iccha, the desire to get self knowledge, has to be converted into Shastra Iccha or Pramana Iccha. Desire to study Shastra in which he gets Atma Jnanam. By getting which Atma Jnanam he gets Sukham. So Sukha Iccha to Jnana Iccha to Shastra Iccha. Shastra Iccha has to be converted into Guru Iccha. Desire to approach a guru to study that shastra, guru iccha. That guru iccha has to be converted into shravana iccha, desire to listen shastram. That desire to listen shastra will give ultimate brahma ananda. What that Shastra says, by Shravanam you come to know that Sukhaswarupam is not outside. You need not search. That is, you yourself is that Sukhaswarupam, Ananda Swarupam. You have to recognize that. That is called Brahman. Tat Tvam Asi. When this listener, sadhaka, want to know that Brahman, how one can know that Brahman? All pramanams are ruled out, only shabda pramanam available. Pratyaksha anumana upamana arthapatti anupalabdhi, pramanams ruled out, one pramanam left out, that is shabda pramanam. Through shabda, that too not laukika shabda but vaidika shabda, he has to look into. So that vaidika shabda alone gives that knowledge. So to get knowledge, to reveal anything, that has to fulfill certain conditions. Why Brahman has to be known only through Shabda? That too alaukika Veda Shabda. Why can't so many other pramanams are available? Why can't we use them? Because to reveal a thing, to get or to gain knowledge about something or to get a thing, it must fulfill five conditions we saw. It must be a substance, dravyam, or it must have a jati, it must belong to a species, or it must have a guna, attribute, or it must have a kriya, by some action you can know, or by sambandha, relation, through relation you can know. But Brahman, that what you want to get, is not available for these five, dravya, jati, etc., etc. These five are called Shabda Pravritti Nimittani. One technical name I have given, not given in the last class, that name, all these put together, dravya, sambandha, jati, kriya, guna, ஆல் தீஸ் புட் டுகெதர் சப்த பிரவருத்தி நிமித்தானீனர். A shabda, that which is the cause, nimittam, to create a pravritti in me to know that. If it is a substance, I can get a pravritti to know it. Brahma is not a substance. Apratyakshatvat, dravyam is a pratyaksham, any dravyam, substance is pratyaksham, I can get knowledge. But Brahman is apratyakshatvat, that is ruled out. Brahman cannot have a substance nature. It is not a substance to see through your eyes. Apratyakshatvat. Even through jati also, Brahman is not belong to any jati. It is not a species. Like tree-ness, human-ness, animal-ness. This-ness is not there in Brahman. Jati is not there in Brahman. Therefore, that jati sajatiya vijatiya swagata bheda rahitaha Brahman. Brahman is not having any internal difference, external difference, no difference at all, therefore no second thing. Therefore, jati also ruled out. Guna also ruled out because Brahman is not having any guna attribute. To show this is Brahman, this is the color, this is the weight, this is the height. No attribute. Guna rahitatvat, nirgunatvat, guna also ruled out. That condition also will not work. Kriya also will not work because Brahman is a thing that is which is doing such and such job, this function and all. You cannot say because Brahman is nishkriyaha, actionless. Therefore, that condition also will not work. For the sambandha, sambandha also will not work. Sambandha dvikotikaha. To have a sambandha, you must have two things. Brahman is only one. It cannot have sambandha with anything. Asangaha. Therefore, sambandha also ruled out. Then what? Therefore, all these conditions are ruled out. You have to come to a unique method that which Vedanta use a method. What are those methods? Now we are going to see. Up to here we saw in the last class. We are going to give four methods. Even though a thing is not coming under these five factors, five conditions it cannot fulfill, but still there is a unique method that which Upanishad use. First method is incidental attributes. You can impose certain incidental attributes and get knowledge or reveal something. Incidental attribute. In the case of Atma or Brahman, the four conditions can help us. How? Na, first condition. Even though Brahman is not having real attributes, we can give an incidental attribute. Through that incidental attribute, we come to know the Brahman. How? What do you mean by incidental attribute? For example, first time you want to come to this hall. First time you do not know where it is. And you have come to this road, Rangachari road. You are asking someone, where is Andhra Mahila Sabha? In the middle of the road you are there. You are inquiring, where is Andhra Mahila Sabha? That person says, you see that there is one white cow is standing. You see that white cow is standing. In front of that building only it is standing. You go near to that cow, that house is the Andhra Mahila Sabha. That building is Andhra Mahila Sabha. Through that cow, he shows that, gives the address, indication. Then you come nearby and exactly where the cow is standing in front of. Then you see the board, Andhra Mahila Sabha. You enter the hall and you sit in the class and you enjoy, I hope so, the class. Next week when you are coming, you don't look for cow. Correct, Dane? You don't look for a cow. Oh, today cow is not there. How can I go on? Simple. Because that is incidental attribute to find out first time. Second time when you are coming, even though there is no cow, you know this is the place where I have attended the class in the last week. Cow is not there. That is incidental. Incidentally, it was there. Temporary, no? That is temporary. So through this, you got that address. Similarly, how you connect this to Brahman? Example lies, no? Upanishad says, look at the body. Physical body is the clue to get Brahma adayalam, where Brahman is available. This is the available point. Your own body is like a cow. Okay. Pancha koshas, annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya koshas are there, no? Where? You go near to that pancha koshas, inside that Brahman is available. Upanishad says, body is incidental or permanent? Incidental. Body is incidental. It is temporary. In deep sleep, body is there. Stola shariram, you forget. Even in swapna shariram also, this body is not available. So incidental. Even body is not there in deep sleep. You are there or not? In deep sleep, that cow is not there. You are able to find out the hall. Similarly, in deep sleep, your body you don't remember. But are you there or not? You are there. How you know you are there? Without knowing the physical body also, you exist very much. Like that. That upalabdhisthanam. Even deep sleep, mind is also not working. You are there. You have not gone anywhere. So, panchakosha prakriya dwara, you can know the atma where it is available. This is incidental. Nice method. See, Upanishad is using unique method. You can understand easily. Come to the second method. Second method is, an object can be revealed through an apparent or seeming attribute also. An object can be revealed through an apparent or seeming attribute. Unreal attribute, false attribute. For example, that example is, suppose you see a snake upon the rope. Our good old example. You see a snake upon the rope. To see the rope, then I'll show you. You see that it's looking like a snake. That is rope. Apparent appearance. Apparent attribute. Snakeness is an apparent attribute. Seeming attribute. Really, there is no snake. You found out there is a rope. What is substance there? It's rope only. There is no snake at all. But through the snake attribute, snakeness attribute or temporary attribute, I have shown you the snake. This is called apparent attribute method. First one is incidental attribute method. Second one is apparent attribute method. We give the causeness to the snake. Snake is the cause to recognize the rope. To recognize the rope. Causality. Our rope is the cause we can take. Rope is the cause for the appearance of the snake. The karanatvam is the rope. Karanam is rope. For the appearance of the snake, who is the cause? Rope. For the appearance of the snake, rope is the cause. So, rope is enjoying the karanatvam status, causality. Karanatvam status, what is the product effect from the rope? Snake. So, snake is the effect, karyam. The karyam snake appearing because of that cause, which is rope. Okay? Karanam is the rope, snake is the effect. What type of snake is it? Real snake or unreal snake? Unreal snake. Unreal snake, na? It is false, it is unreal, it is mithya. Mithya. But first, when I am seeing, I see only snake because of semi-darkness. I am seeing the snake. Through the snake, I arrive at what? Rope. I put the switch on light. See the rope. What happened to your snake? Because it is false, it is apparent, it is seeming, it is mithya. Therefore, no snake at all. Karyam effect is not there. What about the karanatvam causality of the rope? That karanatvam status, what happened to the karanatvam status of the rope? Gone. Why? Because karyam gone, effect gone, that effect causeness also gone. Rope is there. The rope karanatvam for snake is gone. Why? Because snake is not there. Once snake is not there, the causality of the rope is relevant or irrelevant? Irrelevant, redundant. Karanatvam status has gone. Rope is also gone? Appa, rope is there. But rope karanatvam or causality is falsified, negated. Why? Because there is no snake. Snake is not there. Karyam is false, mithya, apparent, seeming. Therefore, karyam is not there. Karanatvam also not there. Like that. Example nalla puriyirudha. Example purinja, darshtanta nalla puriyum. Similarly, Brahman, if you want to know, look at the world. World compared to a snake now. Okay. World is not snake. World compared to the snake. What you are seeing, the world, is nothing but the effect, karyam, of that Brahman. In the Brahman place, la rope vechukano. Okay? The world is appearing apparently, seemingly, in front of you. It is karyam, effect. This seeming effect world, what is it? Must have cause. Any effect must have cause. Effect cannot exist without cause. A karyam jagat. What is the cause? Na? Brahman. Brahman is the cause. Upanishad says, Brahman is the cause. Now Brahman got causality. Karanatvam status. Karyam is jagat. Effect is world. You are seeing in front of my eyes. That is apparent. It's not real. It is mithya. Karyam is always mithya. Karyam can never exist without the karanam. Karanam alone appears as karyam. Therefore, world is mithya, apparent, seeming, false. Karyam is false. When the karyam is false, karanatvam of Brahman is false. Brahman is not false. Karanatvam, causality of Brahman is false. Through the world, just as the snake has shown the rope and the snake has disappeared, dissolved. No? Dissolved, no? It is not there, I understand. Through the snake only I have arrived at rope. Similarly, you are see, this is called known to unknown. This is one of the method in curriculum teaching methodology. Known to unknown. Because people know the world, visible, tangible world. When I know, through that known, I have to go to unknown Brahman. So the known world is a karyam, a product appearing in front of you, tangibly, in concrete form it is appearing. It must have got a cause. That cause must be Brahman. Therefore, you find out this whole world is nothing but a karyam. Karyam, every karyam is anatma. Pot is anatma. There is no pot at all. Really speaking, there is only clay. Similarly, whole world is like a pot. Whole world is like a snake. Pot with a snake better. Okay. A snake disappears. Adi madri world reality go away. World reality go away. Once you understand the Brahman, what you are seeing is Brahman only. But because of ignorance, I am seeing as world. Because of jnanam, I see Brahman in the place of world. Jnani sees the Brahman in the place of the world. Ajnani sees the world in the place of Brahman. Puriyada? Light irunda rope theriyum. Light illenna semi-darkness irunda snake theriyum. Snake ku theriyanavarku rope theriyadu. Rope paakravanukku snake theriyadu. ஆனாலும் பிரம்மன் தெரியும் இங்கே. என்ன வேர்ல்டு தெரியும், வேர்ல்டு தெரியும். ஏன்னா அங்கே ஸ்னேக் டிசப். ஈவன் செமி டார்க்னஸ் செகண்ட் டைம் யூ சி ஆஸ் ஸ்னேக், பட் யூ நோ இட் இஸ் நாட் ஸ்னேக். நெக்ஸ்ட் டே செமி டார்க்னஸ், இன்னைக்கு அது கயிறுன்னு தெரிஞ்சு போச்சு. செகண்ட் நைட் ஆல்சோ அந்த செமி டார்க்னஸ் அங்கே போய் பாருங்கோ. அப்போ என்ன தெரியும், ரோப்பன்னு தான் தெரியும். நேத்து ஸ்னேக்காக பார்த்தேன், இன்னைக்கு ரோப்பாக பார்க்குறேன். ஸ்னேக்காக தெரிஞ்சாலும் கூட செமி டார்க்னஸில் நம்ம பாத்ரூமில் டியூப் எப்படி இருக்கும், கீசர் டியூப் டியூப் பாம்பு மாதிரி இருக்கும். செகண்ட் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டே யூ ஆர் ஃப்ரைட் ஆஃப் இட், செகண்ட் டே ஆல்சோ யூ ஆர் ஃப்ரைட் ஆஃப் இட். நோ, யூ நீ நாட் ஃப்ரைட்டன்ட், பட் இட் அப்பியர்ஸ் ஆஸ் ஸ்னேக் த அப்பியர்ஸ், பட் யூ நோ தட் இட் இஸ் நாட் ஸ்னேக். சிமிலர்லி ஜ்ஞானி சீஸ் த வேர்ல்ட், பட் வேர்ல்ட் ஆஸ் வேர்ல்ட் ஹீ சீஸ், but he is not afraid of the world. Why? World is nothing but Brahman. This is called apparent method application. Apparent method application. By Jagat Karanam, the causality, that unreal attribute, similar, seemingly we apply. Brahman can be revealed as Jagat Karanam. Really speaking, Brahman is not Jagat Karanam. He is not Karanam at all for anything. Initial stages, we say for teaching sake, for teaching purpose. Ena Karanam achinne, he has to undergo a change. So Brahman, we give the Karanatvam status temporarily as Vivartha Upadana Karanam. Third method. Second method is clear. I hope you are enjoying. A very, very high subject this is. Third method is, you can reveal a thing by the absence of a particular attribute. You can reveal a thing by the absence of a particular attribute. So the attribute itself, absence of attribute itself will help you to get that knowledge about that thing, or it will reveal absence itself. What is that? No? For example, again, everything for example. Suppose there are flower baskets. There are many flower baskets. For 10 flower baskets are there. All flowers are there, white, red, all color flowers are there. In one basket, different colors they are kept. I want a particular basket to get. I ask you to bring a basket. Go and bring that basket. What basket I want? Please bring that empty basket. Which basket is not having any flowers? Absence of flowers is an attribute to a basket. To get that basket, I'll ask you to bring that basket in which there are no flowers. You bring that basket and you go and see there are 10 baskets and you see the 10th one is not having, one basket is not having flowers, you bring that basket. How you come to know? Through which attribute you come to know that basket? Which is not having flowers, that attribute. Absence of particular attribute. What is that? Having flowers is an attribute. Every basket is having a flower. So that having flowers is an attribute. But in one basket where there are no flowers, absence of attribute. So the absence of attribute, you get the basket. I got the basket. You know which basket also empty and you go and bring. Job is done, over. By absence. You call that bald-headed person. No? People are all standing, looking, same uniform. Office is going uniform. Lo pora illiyo. Enda aalanu koopidalam, the white shirt, red shirt nu koopidalam, adhi kediyadu. All are wearing uniforms. Everybody is having badge also. How to call? You call that bald person. Bald-headed person and absence of hair. Absence of hair become an attribute to that person. To reveal that person, particular person. Clear? So this is one method. How this method you apply in the place of Brahman, this is called Nishedhamukha Bodhanam. Nishedhamukha Bodhanam. Presence of things, but in terms of absence of things, you get the thing. Because that you are able to differentiate the person through the absence of hair. You are able to differentiate that basket through the absence of flowers. Through the absence of flowers, through the absence of hair, through the absence, you get the thing. So this is called similarly a barren land. Barren land means in a land where there are no trees. No? You go to that land where it is barren land. How I reveal that land where there are no trees? Absence of trees is an attribute to reveal that land, to recognize. So barren land, we are able to recognize. Similarly, Nishedha, this is not where it is not there, where there is no guna, where there is no kriya, where there is no sambandha. Where there is no dravyam, where there is no ashabdam, asparsham, arupa, anupotana, where there is no sound, where there is no color, where there is no form, where there is no... Yathana chollam udiyo. Where there is no name, where there is no form. All remove. And what is left out? Nishedhamukha vakyam. It is not, that flower basket is not, this flower basket not, where there are no flowers. Where there is no guna, shabda, rupa, rasa, adi kondu vappanna. Adi ennada appa naneda. My real nature, Atma Swarupam, Brahma Swarupam. This is the third method. Now come to the last and final fourth method. These are all the foundation pillars to assimilate that Brahman. Idella na Mundaka Upanishad class lo solla matam. Only in Kena, Katha, Taittiriya Upanishads we saw this. ஞாபகம் இருக்கோ இல்லையோ தெரியல. ஃபோர்த் மெத்தட் இஸ் வித்தவுட் யூசிங் த லாங்குவேஜ் டைரக்ட்லி இன்டைரக்ட்லி யூ கேன் ரிவீல் பிரம்மன். வித்தவுட் யூசிங் த லாங்குவேஜ் டைரக்ட்லி இன்டைரக்ட்லி யூ கேன் ரிவீல் பிரம்மன். வாக்கியாத் அவாக்கியார்த்த பிரதிபத்திஹி, வாக்கியாத் அவாக்கியார்த்த பிரதிபத்திஹி. சுரேஸ்வராச்சாரியா சேஸ் இன் நைஷ்கர்மிய சித்தி, வாட் இட் மீன்ஸ் இன் யூ கன்வே அன் ஐடியா, யூ கன்வே அன் ஐடியா பை யூசிங் எ வேர்ட் விச் டஸ் நாட் கன்வே தட் பர்டிகுலர் ஐடியா. You convey a word by using, you convey an idea. You are conveying an idea by using a word. By using a word, and which does not convey a particular idea. Which does not convey a particular idea. Comma, but similar idea. It conveys, but similar idea. It cannot convey the particular idea, but it convey a similar idea, a word that which I use. Again, example. Suppose you want to meet me. By phone, you call me, Swamini, tomorrow I want to see you. I want to see you. Then I say, I am going to visit a temple tomorrow. I am using the words, I am going to visit a temple tomorrow. Immediately, indirectly, I am conveying what? I am not available, therefore you don't come. But I did not say, you don't come. Na chollave illa, neenga varavenda na chollave illa. நான் இருக்க மாட்டேன்னு சொல்லலை. நான் என்ன சொன்னேன்? ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு விசிட் எ டெம்பிள். வாட் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஐ ஹவ் கன்வேட்? ஐ ஹவ் கன்வேட் எ டிஃப்ரெண்ட் வேர்ட்ஸ், பட் எ பர்டிகுலர் ஐடியா ஹவ் நாட் கன்வேட். வாட் பர்டிகுலர் ஐடியா? ஐ எம் நாட் கோயிங் டு பி தேர் டுமாரோ, டு தேர் ஃபார் டோன்ட் கம். இது த டைரக்ட் கம்யூனிகேஷன். இன்ஸ்டெட் ஆஃப் சேயிங் தட், அ சிமிலர் ஐடியா கேன் கம்யூனிகேட் by indirect method. What I said, I am going to visit a temple. You understand? Okay Swamini, na sollave illaye. Okay Swamini, day after tomorrow I will come. Na epo sonna neenga varavenda nu sollave illaye anna. You have understood? What a method you are all doing, really. So many times you are doing idella namak therinjina vishayam da, analum indha vishayathila eppadi use pannanum. Similarly, we are going to use, this is called implied method. Implied method, implication. You understand. Lakshanaya. This is called Lakshanavrittina. Lakshanavrittina. The similar idea I have communicated. What is similar idea? Tomorrow I am going to visit a temple. I am not going to be there, therefore you don't come. All are implied. Indirect statement, indirectly implied. No? Indirectly, I didn't say, indirectly. Laksha. Nayanar. Nice? Yeah. Like that, Brahman can be revealed. Lakshanaya, Brahman can be revealed. How? What is that example? Suppose. Now this is the example I have given, how to supply to the Brahman by implication. This is called reading between lines. Reading between lines. This is Brahman, this is Brahman, I am not saying. What is this? This is what? This is not Brahman, this is not Brahman, this is not Brahman. Or Lakshanayana, implied meaning, indirectly. Indirect meaning it gives. That when it comes, seeing the mantras, you can enjoy so thoroughly. Idella manasulo vechukano, ready vechukano, before entering to Mandukya. Your heart capable. This is called communication by implication or lakshana vritya. This is called mauna vyakhyanam. Priyar the mauna vyakhya prakatita para brahma tattvam yuvanu na chola vela ninga varavendani mauna ma irundhe na communicate pannita. So therefore, once we say the negator cannot be negated, I can negate everything, I can negate everything. Previous example is absence, here negation. So absence, through absence I come to know, here through negation I come to know. Upanishad is going to say, this is not Brahman, this is not Brahman, this is not Brahman, this is not Brahman. No, you look at the Upanishad and you're so furious. Then what is Brahman, you tell me? I don't want to say, Upanishad says. I cannot say, I am helpless. What Upanishad say? This is not Brahman, this is not Brahman, this is not Brahman. You go on negating, this is not Brahman, this is not Brahman, this is not Brahman. Then Upanishad disappears. And then leave that answer to you. Who is negating? The negator is Brahman. Unnegatable negator is Brahman. Unnegatable negator is Brahman. You are that Brahman. Body is not Brahman. Mind is not Brahman. Intellect is not Brahman. What left out? I, the original consciousness, left out. I am Brahman. Through the body, through the mind, this, they are all the recognizable points. Enjoy the body. Without body, Brahman cannot say, I am Brahman. Without mind, Brahman cannot say, I am Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi is not possible without body. Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam is not possible without mind. Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam is not possible without intellect. Now, use this body, mind, intellect to recognize the Brahman. This is the simplest, highest knowledge in the world. People are going roundabout. Chakkaro chakkar. Enna sampradayam kadaiyadu. They do not know. They are missing their highest knowledge, which is very, very direct, simple, through the Guru Shastra. Once you understand this truth, how great it is, how Upanishad is communicating, in this way it is communicating. Now understand these four methods. Now let us come to next topic. That is, how to extract the central teaching? Upanishad is so vast, Vedanta is so vast, Vedas are so vast. How to find out Brahman here, in these scriptures? Lot of books are there, lot of Upanishad, lot of Prakarana Grandhas, lot of secondary texts are there. How to extract where Brahman is available? Then Upanishad is helping us. Vedanta is helping. Yes, I am here to help you. I give 6 clues to extract the central teaching. How can you extract central teaching? Just as the bee, the butterfly or any bee, how it suck the honey from the flower. That it uses its proboscis, inside. scents inside the flower and suck. You and I cannot suck that, no? We cannot. But it has a special instrument and it extract the whole flower. You see a flower, before that it is taking honey, that flower will have, can enjoy a smell, beautiful smell. Once the honey has gone, and the flower, no, it loses its charm smell. That means what? The flower is a flower because of that honey. That's why next day flowers are all, no, they wither away. Why, you know? The whole honey has gone. Adimadri, example extend pandadungo. Just like that, honey bee extracts. You have to extract the extractors with that extractors. You don't have like, you know, beekeeper or extractor. Shastra says your intellect is an extractor. Use your intellect as I say. Upanishad says, as I say that you use your intellect. By clues, indications. Lingam, it is called lingam. Shat lingani. There is a shloka for that. That shloka runs like this. Upakramopasamharau abhyasopurvata phalam arthavadopapatti cha lingam tatparya nirnaye. Tatparya means purport, central teaching. I want central teaching. I don't want unnecessary rubbish things and all. Now, what is the content? Tell me. What is the content? Tell me. Use these lingams, indicators. Number one, upakrama upasamharaha. Upakrama means beginning. Upasamharamaha means end. Beginning summary, end summary. Upakrama, upasamhara. Like a news example. Our good old example. Every day you are listening TV news, radio news, headlines. First they give headlines. First what? Swine flu. Swine flu there. The problem, first headline, all important news they give, just one point by point, the five important news they give, and immediately after headlines that they explain, elaboration, vistarana, briefly saramsham they give, then vistarana, then headlines once again. But that is called upasamhara. Concluding headlines, beginning headlines. Every Upanishad begins with Brahma topic. Brahman. Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam devidye veditavye akshara vidya yatta dadresham agrahim agotram avarnam tad chikshusrotram tad apanipadam tad aksharam adhigamyate aksharam Brahma over. Mundakopanishatla, beginning lower. The last law, it again says, Brahma vidapno di param. Beginning and end. Epome beginning law, what is the intention of this text? Brahma vidya. What I have given in this text? Brahma vidya. In the rundu parappa, ungalku vishayam purinjipoyidu. Adi the essence of the teaching. There is no tatparya in explaining the panchakoshas. Annamaya kosham, you eat dosha, anna kosha is increased. Who are interested in annamaya kosha? I know already. No? So you try to understand beginning and end. What is highlighted? That is important central teaching. Next point. Abhyasaha. Repetition. Whichever the teaching repeatedly communicating, that must be focused teaching. Repeatedly go on saying again and again and again. When your son want to go to exam, what do you say? Repeatedly. hall ticket. Repeatedly use abhyasa. Then hall ticket, you focus on what? Hall ticket. Then adi illena, you write exam either this way or that way, that is doesn't matter. First to go to hall itself, you require na hall ticket. You repeat it. Similarly, Upanishad also repeats many times tattvamasi, 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 chandogya na, 9 times. You are that Brahman, my dear son, Shvetaketu, Tungriya, you are that Brahman. For example, again, you are that Brahman, Svetaketu, 9 times he repeats. Oh, appo adiloha tatparyam, Chandogya Upanishadula, 6th adhyayathula, 9 times repetition comes. 5 adhyayamu upana upasanada. அப்போ இது 5 அத்தியாயம், அது ஒரே ஒரு அத்தியாயம் தானே, அப்போ 5 அத்தியாயம் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட்டா, 1 அத்தியாயம் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட்டா? இதுதான் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட், ரிப்பிட்டேஷன் ஆஃப் தட் மகா வாக்கியா. வேற எவர் ரிப்பிட்டேஷன் கம்ஸ் எகெயின் அகெயின், இட்ஸ் ஏன் ஃபோக்கஸ் தேர். ஓ, இதுதான் கண்டென்ட்டா, இங்கே தான் பிரம்மன் இருப்பான். யூ ஹவ் ஸ்டார்ட் டிக்கிங், நோ, யூ ஹவ் டு ஃபோக்கஸ் ஆன் தேட். தேர்ஃபார் வென் எவர் டீச்சர் இஸ் ஆல்சோ டாக்கிங், யூ ஹவ் டு ஃபோக்கஸ் ஆன் வாட் எவர் ஷீ இஸ் ரிப்பீட்டிங். ரிப்பீட்டட் டெல்லிங், சுவாமி என்ன சொன்னதே சொல்லின்னு இருக்கான்னா அப்படின்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. சொன்னதே சொல்கிறான்னா ஏதோ இருக்க இதில். வென் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் அவுட் ஆல்சோ யூ சேட்டு, ஏய் அது சாவி போடு, லாக் பண்ணு, லாக் பண்ணு, டோர் லாக் பண்ணுன்னு. ஏது அந்த இன்னர் லாக்கர் லாக் பண்ணு, 10 வாட்டி சொல்லிட்டு போயிடு. ஏன்னா அதில் பணம் இருக்க, கோல்டு இருக்க, எல்லாம் இருக்க. யுவர் சில்ட்ரன் ஹேஸ் டு ஃபோக்கஸ் ஆன் தட், நாட் இன் த கிச்சன் வெசல் குக்கர். They should not focus on TV or computer or anything. Much more valuable thing where it is, you remind your children again and again. அம்மா ஒரு வாட்டி சொல்லிட்டு இல்லையோ, 2 வாட்டி சொல்லிட்டு, ஏன் திருப்பி திருப்பி சொல்கிறேன்னு. ஆ, சொன்னால் எனக்கு தெரியும், ஆனாலும் திருப்பி ஐ வாண்ட். ஏன்னா யூ மே லூஸ் த ஃபோக்கஸ் பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் வாட்சிங் அ சீரியல். எல்லோரும் கிரிக்கெட் மேட்ச்சு, அம்மாவுக்கு பயம், வீட்டில் போகும்போது குழந்தை அவளை இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட், தேர் நாட் ரெஸ்பான்சிபிள்னு சொல்லுவான். அதே மாதிரி உபனிஷத்து மதர் இஸ் ஆல்சோ மெனி டைம்ஸ் ரிப்பீட்ஸ் இன் கர்மகாண்ட். ஐ ஆம் டாக்கிங் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், ஐ ஆம் டாக்கிங் ஸோ மெனி திங்ஸ். தீஸ் பீப்புள் வில் பி கேரிட் அவே பை தட் திங். என்ன நான் என்ன பண்ணுறது, உபனிஷத்து பயப்படுவான். அதனால திருப்பி திருப்பி அபியாசம், அதுதான் நம்ம ஃபோக்கஸ் பண்ணணும். மை மதர் இஸ் டெல்லிங் ஸோ மெனி டைம்ஸ், என்ன இதில் ஏதோ மச் மோர் வேல்யூபிள் திங் மஸ்ட் பி தேர். புரிய வேண்டாம் அந்த குழந்தைக்கு, சில குழந்தைக்கு புரியாது, சொன்னாலும் புரியாது, என்ன பண்ணுறது. இன்டெலிஜென்ட் குழந்தைக்கு என்ன புரியும், யூஆர் ஆல் இன்டெலிஜென்ட்னா உபனிஷத்து மதர் ஹோப் தட். நெக்ஸ்ட் 3rd one, அபூர்வதா. யூ ஹாவ் டு ஃபைண்ட் அவுட் த வித் தட் க்ளூ டு எக்ஸ்ட்ராக்ட் த டீச்சிங், சி வேர் தெர் இஸ் அபூர்வதா, யுனீக்னெஸ், ஃபைண்ட் அவுட் ஹுச் இஸ் யுனீக் இன் வேதாந்தா. That alone is the teaching. Vedanta need not talk that which is already known to us. Okay? Vedanta need not talk which is already known to us. Vedanta talk about the 5 koshas. I need not know about, I know already. Vedanta talks about so many other rituals and all, and do this way, that way and all, I know some extent. இதெல்லாம் தெரிஞ்சின விஷயம் தான். தேங்காய் கொண்டுவா, எலுமிச்சை பணம் கொண்டுவா, அது கொண்டுவா, இது கொண்டுவா, யாருக்கு தெரியும் இதெல்லாம். நமக்கு சொல்ல வேண்டுமோ சொல்லணுமா? சில விஷயங்கள் தெரிஞ்சது சொல்லக்கூடாது, தெரியாதது சொல்லணும். அதுதான் அபூர்வம்னா, பூர்வம் தெரியாதது அபூர்வம். பிரம்மன் பற்றி தெரியுமா? அது தெரியாது. மூக்கு காலு கண்ணு கையெல்லாம் தெரியறது, பசி தெரியறது, தாகம் தெரியறது, நீர் 3 வேளை சாப்பிட்ணும்னு வேதம் சொல்ல வேண்டாம். நீ நல்லா சாப்பிடு, நல்ல கார்போஹைட்ரேட்ஸ் இருக்கணும், ப்ரோட்டீன்ஸ் இருக்கணும், யார் சொல்லணும்? உபனிஷத்து நீட் நாட் கம் அண்ட் டாக் ஆல் தோஸ் திங்ஸ். தாகம் இருந்தால் நல்லா இளநீர் தா குடி, நல்ல ஜூஸ் குடி, இதெல்லாம் சொல்லணுமா? நமக்கு எது தெரியாதோ அதுதான் சொல்லணும். நமக்கு தெரியாத விஷயம் ஒரே ஒன்று தான், நமக்கு எல்லாமே தெரியும், ஒன்றும் தவிர. என்னன்னா பிரம்மன் பற்றி தான் தெரியாது. பிரம்மன் என்ன, அது ஆத்மா. நம்முடைய உண்மையான நேச்சர் நமக்கு தெரியாது, அதுதான் பிரம்மன். உபனிஷத் கம்ஸ் அண்ட் டெல்ஸ் அபூர்வதா, அன்னோன் திங் தட் விச் வேர் இட் ரிவீல்ஸ். ஏய், இதை பற்றி எனக்கு தெரியாதப்பா, இதுதான் விஷயம். I am finding out here only. You cannot find this Brahman topic in physics book, chemistry book. You cannot find in any computer book, any other history, geology, geography and all. You find only in Upanishads, not in other books. Therefore, don't search in other books and all, local books. Even this religious devotional books also you don't get. Only typical peculiar books are the only Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads. And more distraction there. Here focus is what? Only Brahman. You cannot go astray. இங்கே வேண்டான்னு சொன்னாலும் புரியும், அங்கே வேணும்னு தேடினாலும் கிடைக்காது. எனி அதர் சப்ஜெக்ட், எனி சப்ஜெக்ட், ஈவன் ரிலிஜியஸ் டெக்ஸ்ட் ஐம் டெல்லிங், இன்க்ளூடிங் ராமாயண பாரத பாகவத நாராயணியம் ஆர் எனி திருப்புகழ் திருவாச்சகம் திருமந்திரம் திருவெம்பாவை என்ன படித்தாலும் கூட அங்கே கிடைக்காது. அங்கே டிஸ்ட்ராக்ஷன் இஸ் மோர், அனாத்மாக்கு தே புல் மோர், தே வில் நாட் show these clues. Therefore, better to focus as early as possible on Vedanta. Okay, don't spend your time only in the Lalita Sahasranama. Ethana varshama padichin irukken na 40 varshama padichin irukken swami Lalita Sahasranama vida mudiyala anna enna pandrathu. Thousand times powerful one Upanishad to Lalita Sahasranama. Thousands of Lalita Sahasranamas, one chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Billions Lalita Sahasranama is one second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Lalita Sahasranama has to culminate into second chapter. Life is purposeful, meaningful. All are meant to come to here only, finally, understand. Adi solradhukku or guru venum. Sonnalum puriyala, guruve kadikkala sollala yaarume. Guru sonnalum puriyala anna, பெஸ்ட், ஆல் த பெஸ்ட் நெக்ஸ்ட் பர்த். பிரமாணாந்தரம் அதிகம்ய அனதிகம்யத்வம் அபூர்வத்வம். தெர் இஸ் நோ அதர் பிரமாணம் டு நோ. டோன்ட் மிஸ்டேக் மீ, ஐ எம் நாட் லுக்கிங் டவுன் அப்பான் லலிதா சஹஸ்ரநாம அண்ட் விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம. ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு டீச் விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம ஆஃப்டர் பகவத்கீதா, ஓகே, வித் ஃபுல் வேதாந்திக் ஃபிலோசாஃபிக்கல் அப்ரோச். யூ கேன் சீ போத் சகுணம் அண்ட் நிர்குணம். I don't want to spend your whole time in that namas throughout the life. Understand the purpose. So, pramanantara anadhigamyatvam apurvata. There is no other pramanam to know this. Anadhigamyatvam means, gamyatvam means to know. Na adhigamyatvam, anadhigamyatvam. You cannot know through any other pramana other than shabdam, alaukika shabdam, Upanishads or Vedanta. Even not in Purva Kanda of Veda. Purva Bhaga of Veda you cannot get. Only the end. Veda Anta Bhagam only. There only all these clues comes. Next, fourth one is phalam. Where the phalam is given, whatever gives the benefit, that should be taught by the scriptures. Where the benefit is there, this benefit, that benefit, it is go on talking, that should be focused. Inna phalam, Brahma vidu apnoti param. The knower of Brahman attains the supreme. Tarati shokam atma vidu phalam. The knower of Atman crosses over the sorrow. Tarati sokam atmavitu. Appa, Brahman adanja sokam poyidam. Nowhere it is said in any science, anywhere. Adalla only stuti da ange. Inge ende fact. Okay, tarati sokam atmavitu. Benefit sonna ange da irukke. This is the purport. Brahma vitu da is free from sorrow. Not panchakosha vith, not shariratraya vith, or prana vith, no five pranas, I have five pranas. So what? Your sorrow will not go. I know there are panchabhutas, akasha, dvayu, vayu, ragni, born out of. So what? Are you knower of the Brahman or not? This information we don't want. That knowledge which removes your sorrow, that phalam alone is the phalam. Other information is not information. That is not real. They are all only just information. They cannot bring transformation in you. Last one is Arthavadaha. Sir, Arthavadaha, glorification. And in Upanishad, there are some portions, glorification, stuti bhagam, and ninda bhagam, criticism. Where stuti ninda comes, where stuti comes, you have to take up that. Where ninda comes, you have to drop. எதுல நிந்த பண்றதோ அது விடு, எது எது ஸ்துதி பண்றதோ அது எடுத்துக்கோ. அர்த்தவாதாக. Whichever is glorified must be the teaching, not whichever is criticized is the teaching. Dvaitam is criticized in the Shastra. Dvaitam is criticized by Vedanta. Mrutyosa mrutyum apnoti yaiha nana iva pasyati. Whoever sees nana and many, many things, you know, that person is different, this person is different, and seeing the difference, that person go to death, you know. Birth to birth, badala death to death. Birth irunda thane death irukum. It was death to death. Udaram antaram kurute atha tasya bhayam bhavate. Whoever sees that difference between Brahman and oneself, Jivatma and Paramatma, that person will have a fear. Atha tasya bhayam bhavate. Dukkham bhavate, bhayam bhavate. Bhayam undi dukkham kudukuma, anandam kudukuma. துக்கம்தான். இன் பிருகதாரண்யகம் எது உதரமந்தரம் மிருத்யோஸ்த மிருத்யு அனது கடோபனிஷத்து, உதரமந்தரம் குறித்து தைத்திரிய உபனிஷத்து. தென் தேர்ட் எக்ஸாம்பிள் இஸ் யோன்யாம் தேவதாம் உபாஸ்தே அந்யோசௌ அந்யோகம் அஸ்மீதி ச தேவானாம் பசுஹூன. ஹூஎவர் வர்ஷிப் ஆல் தீஸ் தேவதாஸ், தே ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட், ஐ ஆம் டிஃபரெண்ட் அண்ட் வர்ஷிப் பண்ணிட்டே இருக்கான், he is rendu kaalu pashu ani solradu upanishadu. Who sees the difference? Such a person kripanaha, unfortunate person. The criticism, and the criticism pannum bodhu naan illa appa adhe naan illa nu solanum. Upanishad is praising, glorifying. That glorification, advaita darshanam is satvikam, dvaita darshanam is rajasikam. யார் யார் துவைத்த ஃபிலாசபி ஆகட்டும், விசிஷ்டா துவைத்தம் ஆகட்டும், எல்லாம் ரஜோகுணம் தெரியுமா? அத்வைத்தந்தான் சாத்விக குணம், சத்வகுணம். என்ன சத்வா சஞ்சாயத்தே ஜானம். ஓகே, தென் சிக்ஸ்த் ஒன் இஸ் உபபத்திஹீனர். உபபத்திஹி மீன்ஸ் வி யூஸ் த லாஜிக் ஆல்சோ டு அரைவ் அட் த central teaching. What is that logic? World is a product, Upanishad says. Any product is a form. It has got a form, it has got a name. Whatever is having a name and a form is a product. Whatever is a product is has got a birth. Whatever is born, it will die. Therefore, it is not satya. This is called logic. Okay? Ornaments are mithya. Gold is satyam. Pot is mithya, earthenwares are mithya, clay is satyam, desk is mithya, wood is satyam. The substance is satyam, without substance that effect cannot exist. Desk cannot exist without the wood substance. Ornaments cannot exist without gold substance. The cloth cannot exist without fiber substance. So the substance is the truth, its products are all just different names to given to the substance. Similarly, the whole entire nama, rupa, prapancha, whatever you are seeing, is the different name given to Brahman. This is the logic. All names and forms will disappear in front of you itself. Swine flu vanda kali, Yama Dharma Raja is so busy now, you know. Whole world is shivering like anything. Everything nama rupa disappear in the world, but that Brahman will never disappear. The substance, not a substance, it is substantiality, means the sat அத்தான்னு சொல்லுவான். ஒன் ஹூம் அண்ட் ஹூம் த ஹோல் நாம ரூபா இஸ் ஸ்டாண்டிங், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் வேர்ல்ட். ஆல்சோ இஸ் அன் எஃபெக்ட். எஃபெக்ட் வேர்ல்ட் ஹேஸ் நோ சப்ஸ்டான்ஷியாலிட்டி ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் ஓன். ஹவு டு யூ நோன்? பை அப்ளைங் லாஜிக். திஸ் இஸ் த லாஜிக். காரணசத்துவே காரியசத்துவம், காரணபாவே காரியபாவா, தஸ்மாத் காரியஸ்ய சத்தா நாஸ்தி காரணாத் பின்னஹா. ஓகே, வாசாரம்பணம் விகாரோ நாமதேயம் முருத்திகா இத்தியவ சத்தியம். சரி, இது நல்லா இருக்கு சுவாமி, என்ன பண்ணணும்னா, என்ன பண்ணணும்னா சிரவணம் பண்ணு. நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸுக்கு வந்துட்டு நல்ல நல்ல சிரவணம் பண்ணு. லிசன் மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.